Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
All right, I guess we open said door and send Criminy in. He's going to scout.
We just crack the door. We don't swing it open this time.
Yeah, we're not reckless. We're just, does it open? Does it open in or out? Like, which way does it go? I assume into the room.
It goes in.
Okay. So they crack the door. Criminy scoots on through.
It is a circular room.
Like a big, boom, circle room?
It's not big, but it's a circle.
Is it domed?
It's not domed, okay. But 10 brightly painted structures resembling little wooden houses line the walls of this room. Each small house has a 3-foot-high hinged door. 4 of the doors are open. The other 6 are closed. Then a narrow staircase ascends the circular wall. Near the foot of the stairs is a painted wooden box about 3 feet by 3 feet with a crank that protrudes from the side of it resembling an oversized jack-in-the-box.
Quick question.
Yep.
You said 10 houses?
There are 10 of them. 4 of them are open. 6 of them are closed.
That is not what you said. Okay. Moving along.
Are there 10 houses or are there 10 houses?
T-I-N or T-E-N?
3 doors are open. 6 are closed.
And wait.
10 brightly painted structures resembling the wooden houses that line the walls. Each small house is a 3-foot-high hinged door. Mm-hmm. 4 of the doors are open. The other 6 are closed.
First time you said 3.
I was just making sure we're not in.
I understand what the thing is, because the first time you said 3, I didn't keep track of how many totaled, but I remember 3 were open.
I'll have to go back to the recording on that, but maybe I did. 10 brightly painted structures resembling little wooden houses line the walls of this room. Each small house has a 3-foot-high hinged door. 4 of the doors are open. The other 6 are closed. Each small house has a 3-foot-high hinged door. 4 of the doors are open. The other 6 are closed. 4 of the doors are open. The other 6 are closed. 4 of the doors. 4 of the doors are open. The other 6 are closed.
No worries. And there, you said there's a jack in the box?
9.
Yeah, it only added 9 the first time.
But it's fine.
We're not judging you. We're just judging you.
We're just harshly opinionated.
The jack in the box. You said there's another jack in the box in one of the rooms?
Yeah, it's identical to the one that was in that other room.
Okay, this might be an alert system.
Or a quick travel.
Doubt that, but maybe. Ooh, it could be. She's kind of jack-in-the-box faced.
Mm-hmm.
That's her.
She's kind of jacked in the face.
Yeah, that too. yeah, so Criminy's just kind of scooting around, flying. Can he just kind of up to one of those open doors and look in? See if he sees
anything. It's a large room.
It's
And he is not like, large by any means.
No,
it's roughly like 30 by 30, but it is a circle.
Yeah, enough space.
That's fine. He's got...
You got it.
He has freaking 40-foot fly speed.
I mean, the ones that are open are empty. It appears to be...
Can I look into...
It appears to be like a door really shut. Tiny coat closet.
Gotcha. Are there windows on these houses?
No.
Okay.
But there's nothing else besides the open doors and the closed doors. There's no other stuff.
What they're not telling you in the description box is there are doors that leave this room.
I assume there'd be other doors. That would be weird that this room that has 3 entrances or 3 ways leads to a room that has no exit.
So there's a staircase that goes up about 20 feet.
There's a staircase.
Staircase ascends the circular wall. Read it. It's about a 20 foot high. So there's like probably a 20 foot. To the ceiling, and then obviously there's something above you that the staircase leads to.
Hmm. The staircase leads out.
The staircase leads up and above you.
Oh, like there's a second level? Correct. In this room, like a walkway? So
10 houses.
You wouldn't know until you get there, but that's staircase. It appears as though there is an upper level to this room.
Oh, okay, so like I was saying, you go up the stairs, there's a ceiling, and the stairs go past the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Like when you said there's a stairway up, I assume like boom.
And yeah, it's,
a
not, it's not like a big open space.
Okay, okay.
There's definitely a ceiling above you that's that fine. Those stairs go to.
Well, Krimmy's going to go fluttering up there.
Before you do that, there is that a door or a window? That's a door.
I was like, I don't know. You have to tell us.
It's a window.
We don't see it. It's a window.
There is
a door.
There's a glass door.
There's a door directly across from you that appears to go to the next room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another door to your left that probably goes outside.
Well, I'm going to assume trying to go through those doors would break connection, so we're just going to go up because
it's only 30 feet. It's a 30-foot room.
Well, I'm just saying if I go away, it's still adding distance. If I go up, I'm not really adding distance.
You so can't
if
you go open up, doors either.
You're going up into L8. L8 appears to be some sort of dormitory.
Okay. Do I see 10 soldiers here?
You see 2 3-foot-tall 10 soldiers patrolling a balcony outside this room.
So, yeah, those rooms are filled with 10 soldiers.
No. Listen to what I said.
Just I'm saying
2 3-foot-tall 10 soldiers patrol the balcony outside this room.
Oh.
Yeah, the movement you saw on the balcony. Okay. Yeah,
well, that's where it is. What I was getting at is not those 10 soldiers. I'm saying their height means those little rooms are 10 soldier spaces. Three of them were
Well, that's what Filomeno told you they were. Yeah. That was in there. That's what
she's like the barracks, but I was confirming because you said they're 3 foot tall. So all those rooms are there. Three of them are emptied.
Keep the doors closed.
Four emptied. Yeah. So how many are in each room is the question.
Well, looks like they're basically broom closets, and these 10 soldiers are not.
So there's only 10 soldiers. That's a lot of 10.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Anyway.
I can read you the description of the room, though.
Sure.
The dormitory nestles on the tree boughs and has round windows overlooking a wooden balcony. Lining the walls are... you're right, there are too many 10s. Lining the walls are 10 child-sized bunks outfitted with patchwork quilts and straw stuffed pillows. A young male dwarf lies in one of the bunks, coughing and drenched in sweat, while an older lad mops his brow with water from a bucket.
Soldier.
Two doors exit the room. One leads to a balcony, the other deeper into the tree.
Nobody else is appreciating this.
Is that them?
Yes.
They're adorable. Yeah. I imagined like a toy 10 soldier, so that just like stepped arm like dirt, 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 dirt. That's what I was imagining. Not that adorable little man. Okay, so...
they're basically metal halflings.
And you said it was a child was...
there are two children in there. One of them appears to be ill and is lying on a bunk. The other one is caring for that one.
Ooh.
By mopping his brow with a...
okay, I heard the mopping a brow, and I was like, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So we found 5 of the 11 children. One is not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Cure wounds wouldn't help in that sense. I'm sure like...
actually, it would.
Well, healing, if they're sick.
It'd have to be a wound. If it's a curse, it's a curse.
If it's a restoration, it's something else. Well,
lay on hands.
Lay on hands.
Lay on hands. Disease.
Yep.
Curse. Injury.
Depending how much he spends. Like, he spends a flat amount to remove certain things.
Exactly.
So he could lay on hands it.
I could see. Let me look and see what it...
I know, like, so much equals out to certain things.
What are the specific things that it does?
I was going to look real quick.
Let's see here. Heal on touch can heal HP, disease, or poison. My level times 5.
If you spend 5 hit points total, you can remove 1 disease or neutralize 1 poison.
Okay.
You can cure multiple for using multiple 5 points. So okay.
Exactly.
Every 5 he uses, keep that in mind.
As of right now, Kremeny's the only one up there, but that's what you see.
He's just looking around. Literally, he's doing recon.
Yeah. So, and again, those 10 soldiers are not inside the dormitory. They're on the balcony outside of it.
Okay. So we have that.
Which is probably the movement
that Kremeny noticed. So Kremeny's going to be like, found 2 more kids there through that door, up some stairs. We got some soldiers outside on a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of those kids, one doesn't look like he's doing too hot. So he might need some kind of medical help.
Well, we got that at least.
Of maybe a divine nature.
So, we know about the doors that probably have 10 soldiers behind them.
Yeah, there are 4 open ones. Mm. I've only seen 2 10 soldiers.
Yeah.
They are adorable.
There's 6 more.
Well, likely. The other 6 doors are shut.
Exactly.
I'm assuming there's only 4 actively roaming currently.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if the 6 doors are shut and they have 10 soldiers, which we can try confirming, maybe we can barricade them and eliminate them from the problem.
Possible. Do we have anything for barricading doors?
Room full of toys.
Yes, we do. The real question is, do we have the time to use for that particular action?
We might want to help that sick kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, my thought was more, we use the seeds, sneak through the barrack room to get through, you know, try to maybe take out the other three or two, whatever many.
Four.
Math is lost on everybody tonight. But are there three? There's three on the balcony.
There's two on the balcony.
Two on the balcony. I have two unaccounted for. The front.
Four doors are open.
Four assumed that are open.
Two we know where they are. Six we think are closed in their little closets.
Real quick, someone ask the kids back there if they know what's going on with the one sick kid, since they might have an A. Like, at least tell us what's going on.
Who's the least likely to terrify them besides you?
I mean,
maybe the fuzzy rabbit man.
Good idea.
Versus the creepy fish dude that doesn't talk, the giant lion guy, and the guy that's not their friend.
There we go.
That's their friend.
That was concise. Okay.
I try.
Do you guys, you know what's up with your sick friend upstairs?
They kind of look at each other like, I heard Broder got sick, but we're not really sure what happened.
Broder. Do you know who's caring for Broder?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There was another kid up there.
What do you look like?
Do I have a description?
A human boy who appears to be a little older than the other ones.
Just a human boy.
He's
probably, was Broder also a human?
He's a dwarf.
Okay, so Broder was the dwarf.
She kind of goes, maybe Pud. They're good friends.
Okay. Well, I think maybe Pud trying to help. Broder does not look like he's doing too hot.
Missed opportunity. They could have named the old one Puck. So close.
Are in the barracks, is there only one tin soldier per barrack?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means there are four active. We have six inside.
Mm-hmm.
And we know where two are. So we have two unaccounted for, two on the balcony, six in their little barracks.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, question is, how do we proceed? Should we try stealth? Should we just barrel through?
We got our pass out of trace. We don't need to do barrel through. We That's get true. Plus 10. I think it's plus 10 is how pass out of trace works to stealth actions.
And that lasts a while.
Yeah, it's an hour like long. An hour. We just bust the seed in our mouth. That sounded weird.
So many fun edits.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to love those. So yeah, we get plus 10 stealth checks.
Gotcha.
I say we try to stealth through that room because I've got a nice plus 12 to stealth.
To the dormitory?
Yeah, to where the sick kid is to try and get him.
All right. Are you guys all taking your seeds to go up, or what do you want to do?
Yeah.
I got...
why not?
He gives me a plus 12, and then everyone... No one has a disadvantage now since he's got his fancy stealth boots.
Yeah, you can roll stealth, or you can roll a group check. I don't care which.
18.
19, right? Because we're adding 10.
You got a plus 10, plus whatever.
Plus yours. Whatever.
Your stealth's a 2, so yeah, you got whatever that is for.
It's 12.
27.
Yeah, nice.
You're 27. You guys get up there, and... No one is the wiser. The
cool.
The child doesn't hear you. And
let in a child.
You do see what you know now as Broder is coughing and kind of murmuring
Pudge.
To himself.
Or Puck. Or Put. Pudgy.
Pud.
Pud. That's it.
Who's doing what?
He's over there.
Who wants to check the balcony?
Are you still carrying him or are you putting him down then?
Can I put you down now?
You can. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
If you're making stealth checks, then you're not. You're probably walking.
Yeah. Good point. I pop the seat, but yeah, I'm probably moving with them.
I set you down. I check the child.
You could probably do a medicine check or a...
He goes, ha! When did you get up here?
Shh.
Quiet.
Maybe don't yell when there's soldiers downstairs or around.
They're like
on the balcony. The
balcony.
You snuck up on him.
I did no such thing.
You said you just sat next to him. You guys.
I did not. I said I went stealth over there.
Yeah, we rolled really well on stealth, and you are a giant lion man.
Yep.
I would have pooed my pants.
Didn't go psst or anything. Just sat down next to him.
In heavy armor. Hi. What the?
What are you doing to us now?
He looks over and says, Will?
As I do like the kind of not really. We're here to help.
Again, he's like, what the hell is going on?
Here to help. Friend sick? What's going on?
He's like, I don't know you people. As he starts to like stand up.
That's fine. Here to help. Friend sick? What's going on?
Roll shit.
Roll shit. Nat 20. My medicine is a plus 2, so I got a 22 with a nat 20 roll.
Oh, you're rolling on the kid, the sick kid?
Yup.
He appears to have been poisoned.
Ah.
Hooray.
Wow.
You're going to have to roll to
poisoned
convince.
A
you're
going
to have to roll to convince this kid not to, like, out you, is the thing.
Alrighty. Ooh. Nat ones don't matter unless it's combat. That's a 9. Wait, that's a 6.
11?
Okay.
Here to help you.
Anybody else want to try?
We're all in a group here.
Roll.
Where are we rolling?
Persuasion.
8.
13.
Okay.
He kind of looks down at Broder and looks at you guys and looks out the balcony and looks back, and he's kind of darting back and forth. And
You do anything, I can heal your friend.
He doesn't even listen to what you're saying.
Calm emotions.
He just screams.
Nope. Calm emotions. He's looking at it. I'm like, nope. Nope. Calm emotions.
Roll initiative.
Duh, wait. I calmed emotions before he screamed.
No, he didn't.
You son of a bee.
This is why we're being indecisive.
The two on the balcony rush in.
All right, then calm emotions didn't go off.
Yeah. No, you cast it. You lost it. Fuck you. He's real calm now.
It didn't work. He's going to yell. I saw him looking around. I was like, calm emotions. And you're like, not be screwed. He's like, you mother. It didn't go off then if you're disregarding that. All right, 10 soldiers here. I am in will form still. I haven't dropped it.
Is that a concentration or does it make a difference?
Nope. Sky Self's not concentration. It's up to an hour. Unless I decide to break it, I look like Will.
Will suddenly got magic spells.
They didn't know Will didn't have magic.
That's true.
He's the Peter Pan surrogate. Wherever the word is I want. What is the word? That surrogate's not right.
No.
It's something like that, though.
Facsimile?
Yeah. He's a facsimile of Peter Pan.
Yeah, they probably
remind me of the Knight, Heartless, and Kingdom Hearts, but more compact.
The soldiers.
Yeah. That's what they're. Soldiers, not knights. The soldier ones.
All right. What's your initiative, Alex?
Did you go to their 13. Actions to see what their like actions are? Because they probably have skills.
It's, like attacks. It's minimal.
Oh, okay.
Troy?
22.
I didn't even roll mine. Oh, shitty. I got 5.
7.
I'm not last for a change.
What'd you get?
13.
Nice.
What's your dex?
Mine.
You're faster. You got a modifier. These guys don't.
I have a +2.
Troy, you start. It's a 30-foot circle.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of at the middle, and they're at the edge, so there's probably 20 feet between you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, 10 feet between you.
It'd be 15 if it's a radius.
I want to do this now. I'm not going to do this yet. I will take a swing at one of the...
You're moving toward them, then.
Well, yeah. That's not great.
But you get an attack twice.
Does a 11 hit?
Nope. Extra attack.
Roll again.
15. Plus something.
How about a 22?
That will hit.
Your first misses, but you follow up with a good swipe.
You got him on the backswing.
Ugh. 7.
You get your hits, but your damage sucks. That's the problem you've had. You always get the low rolls when you hit. Are you going to cast anything? Or are you going to attack? Because you could bring out your spiritual weapon. Remember, you got that new spell.
Yeah.
Hold person would not work on these because they're probably like...
But I can do spiritual weapon as a bonus action.
You could, but you could do it ahead of time.
That's true. I'll use my bonus action to conjure spiritual weapon.
Okay.
So that'll take one...
It's a level
2 spell, right?
I think it's actually level 1.
Level 1?
I'll find it.
Spiritual weapon's 2.
It is 2. Okay, then it's level 2. All
right. Yeah, so you've used it a lot. Spell slots there. So that'll be one of those. Summon that sucker.
Let's see.
And
on who? You got 2 to pick from. The one he attacked or?
I'll send it after the one he attacked. Okay. And then I'll go attack the other one.
All right.
So I believe spiritual weapon. You get to immediate attack after you.
Yeah, when you cast it on it, so it attacks.
Yeah. So you can roll to hit for it. Yeah. Whatever the stats are for spiritual weapon. I don't remember one of those.
It's
just whatever your hit is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just an attack and then its damage is based on stuff.
Doesn't have any modifiers because it's a weapon, right?
I don't know.
It's whatever your spell DC is. Hold on.
Yeah, it's a spell. It's your spell DC. So go to your second page. Whatever your...
Oh, there it is.
It's going to be your charisma plus proficiency. Yeah, it's your charisma plus proficiency. So it's going to be a 3 plus whatever your charisma modifier is.
4.
So you have a 7 plus that.
16.
So 16. Does a 16 hit?
No.
Okay. Ooh. So, spiritual weapon missed.
So wait, is it a flat 16 every time he tries to hit?
No. He rolls, and then he adds his modifier from his spells.
Okay.
So it's a proficiency plus his spell casting modifier. So he had a +7 to the attack.
Okay. No, 16 misses.
Okay.
And now you can attack the other one.
Now I'm going to attack the other one myself.
Yep, go for it.
So that is a 19.
Hits.
And then you can attack again because extra attack.
You can, but your spiritual weapon cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, okay, so...
I would roll your second attack, and then you can do all your damage at once.
Ah, sounds like a great plan. That will not hit.
Okay, so one thing...
That is 11.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah. So now you roll your damage.
That is...
Another low roll.
8.
Oh, hey, still hit him.
That's something.
Yeah, you did how much on yours?
7.
He did 7, so 15 damage to one of them. But the separate, so one's taking 7, one's taking 8.
Yeah, they're separate because he went to the other one.
Yep. And now it's probably their turn.
It is their turn. So Usagi, you will be swiped at. That's really low. What am I adding? I'm assuming a 9 misses.
Correct.
But does a 19 hit?
No.
I don't believe you at all.
Yes, it does.
It hits. I was like, really?
6 bludgeoning. As it whaps you.
Smack ships out of heat.
That's going to miss the lion.
What about the tiger or the bear?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Does a 13 hit the lion? My.
No.
Okay.
He'll be
so
the
that
one that
misses.
What's your armor class?
It now goes to Josh. 18?
18.
All right. I guess I'm going to go after the one the Haringon went after.
Okay.
So the 7 damage one.
All right. So you're going to roll up on him or are you hitting him from range?
I'm going to run up on him.
Okay. I'm trying to poke him with this pointy thing.
You got to try it out. You're good.
Ooh.
That's a 6.
That's not going to be good.
That's going to miss.
And attack again.
You get 2 attacks. So you have extra attack.
That's going to... 26.
That'll hit. Roll your damage. So 7.
7.
These little guys are hard to hit.
Yep. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
And
to which one?
2 beams. I'm going to go for each.
Oh, okay.
One on each. One's a 16 plus... That's a 24.
That'll hit. Which one? 1 or 2?
Left. So 1.
So 1.
And that one is a 17.
Total?
Yeah.
Misses.
Okay. So left one got hit, so I assume that's the one they've all been attacking.
Yep. Roll damage.
That is going to be 9 force damage.
Okay. That one's looking a little pretty weak, but still standing. Top of the order, Troy.
I am going to call upon my fighting spirit and get advantage on my attack.
Ooh. Okay. You can do that, 3 times?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh. 20?
That'll do. Roll some damage.
So that's...
Don't bother doing your second attack. Just roll damage.
Yeah.
Because the one you're hitting is almost dead.
Oh. 19.
19 damage?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucker's dead. Okay. That one drops into a heap of 10.
I will attack the other guy. So that's 23.
That'll hit.
For 6.
A nice big 6.
And I get some 10 hit points, I believe.
Ooh, nice.
All right. You dent it.
Usagi destroys one with his sword, and then he runs over to the one that was fighting Richard, and Richard's like, huh?
So as a bonus action, you can move your spiritual weapon to the other one and still attack it if you want.
Yep.
It's not that far away. That's how a spiritual weapon works.
Yeah, I move it 20 feet and attack with it.
Yeah, let's do that thing you just said.
Kay. I would. So roll to attack with a spiritual weapon first, then.
19.
That does hit.
I think 18 or 19 is the cutoff.
5.
Okay. Now you may attack if you wish.
Now you can physically attack it.
And then I'll attack it again.
Go ahead.
The dice is 18.
So yeah, that's going to hit with your modifier.
Hits. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can roll your second one if you're going to attack it.
Time, 17 on the die.
That's plus, at least 7.
Yeah, plus 7. So
they both hit.
Fantastic. First one hits for 8.
That's with your... That's with the modifier?
With my modifier.
Okay.
10 with modifier.
18. Nice. You kill it.
Sweet.
It falls to the ground.
I'm trying to do the math for you.
And now I'm going to be like, calm emotions.
Now he kind of calms down. Like he was like pressing himself up against the corner as you know, not really a corner. It's a circular room, but
he found the corner.
Up against like
he pressed
one of the
that
bunks.
Hard. He made a corner.
Yeah. He calms.
Okay. Do I need to calm motion him? Because are you saying he calms because we beat it, or he calms
with calm emotion?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like I didn't know. I don't want him to calm more things. Calmed emotions. We're here to help. Calm down.
He calms.
Yes. Let's check out your friend. He doesn't look like he's feeling well.
He's like coughing.
Yeah. Go help him.
Yeah, I'm gonna
go.
He
was poisoned, which is insane. Since dwarves have a lot of poison resistance,
right?
So this is a bad poison. He's got really bad resistance.
Could have been eating it for years.
Maybe. That would actually make it harder to be affected. But go on.
So what are you going to do to help this child?
I really don't want to say it. I'm going to use my magic hands.
Lay on hands. Spend five. Yep. Remove poison. Go.
Perfect.
Maybe.
Okay. It takes a minute, but you see him. He starts to... His color comes back, and yeah, he starts to seem to feel better.
You're welcome.
He kind of... A little raspy in the voice says, who are you?
Friends.
I am Inigo Montoya.
Someone killed my father. Prepare to die. What?
He sees like the two piles of tan and is like, oh, that can't be good.
Oh, you wanted to be enslaved by them more? That's
no.
What you were looking for?
Not at all.
That was weird.
Is there anything?
You called them in here, so I wasn't sure what you...
Is there anything? Oh,
sorry. The sick one is the one speaking.
Yeah. Oh. Is there anything worthwhile on the 10 soldiers? Because
no. They don't carry anything.
My little person's going to just kind of investigate if there was. Yeah,
they don't carry anything. I mean, like, not that you guys are, but you can, like, ransack the rooms. There's, like, little trinkets and shit lying around everywhere. But
trinkets are fun, but I'm good right now.
There's a whole bunch of 10.
There is. A lot of 10.
There is.
Anybody smithy? I'm not. Wait. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. Make some 10 toys.
The other one introduces himself as Pud and apologizes and says, you know, you startled me and it just, you didn't seem, I don't know.
Well, we snuck past the guards that were keeping you captive. That wasn't maybe a clue to you to like maybe.
Well, the guards are the least real worries here.
But there's, okay.
It's the Scrows.
You're a child, I understand. Intelligence not high.
Pud appears to be more like 12 years old.
He's older.
Yeah, he isn't much older. He's a little taller. More like Will.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know, about around that same age.
Yeah.
He's Rufio.
Are we able to get Pud to go join the other three, or should Pud be somewhere else?
He says, is there a clear path out of here?
Down the stairs and through the door. I don't know if we'll alert any more of the 10 soldiers.
Do you know where there
he
was?
He kind of looks at Broder, and Broder kind of goes...
I mean,
like a really scrunchy.
We
I don't
could
know,
carry them.
Yeah, we could.
We have the advantage on stealth.
We do have the stealth.
Do you happen to know where there were four soldiers not in their barracks? Knew where the other two might be roaming outside,
likely
or?
In another balcony overlooking.
Okay,
they typically keep an eye on the grounds at night.
Is that the only barracks? Just the 10 soldiers?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Jesus. What are we worried about?
The fact that, like, they can form into one mega soldier.
Not
a 10-foot, 10 soldier. You got to take it down 10 times the health. I don't know. As of the high AC.
The thing I hate about this game is there's not, like, they've got sleeping soldiers. We should be able to, like, slit their throats and be done with
it. But they're not alive.
But still, like, there should be a way to just kill them.
It's called fireball.
Sleeping.
Their AC is also clearly pretty high.
Yeah, they had at least an 18.
Right, but if you are prone asleep, like your AC doesn't mean...
It's an insta-crit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what this game doesn't allow for.
The coup de grace rules are sort of optional, and you still have to roll to hit.
Well, I know, though, if something's incapacitated, it's a crit if it's a hit. You just have to hit.
Yeah, if it's incapacitated. Asleeping, I'm not sure.
It's considered incapacitated.
Yeah, I guess to a degree. What would you like to do?
So there's no... The only way out of any of this that we're in is through that room, right? There's no other... Doors or ladder
dormitory
or fire escape.
Well, you know, we could always just throw the children out the window and pray.
I wouldn't do that.
I mean, the one I'm not so keen on, so sure.
Pud.
See how he lands.
He'll probably make a thud.
Yeah, Broder seems okay, though. Trying to make sure he's safe.
Yeah, from what I can tell, the only door really up here goes to the balcony.
Okay.
Anything else is... I mean, you can go out to the balcony and look if you'd like.
No.
If you look out the window... I'm trying to see how this is actually made. Inside this room...
The entire room was designed by Escher.
They make it appear as if... Yeah, they make it appear as if it's all one space, actually. It's like a half circle, and all the beds are in this half circle. So it's like the balcony itself is the dormitory, and those... 10 soldiers would have just been patrolling the edge, the ledge, not outside a separate room. There is a door. There is another door.
Onto the balcony or into the...
Well, you're on the balcony. There's another door that goes further, not interior. It goes exterior, it seems.
All incapacitated is you can't take actions or reactions.
That's fine.
That's all it says for incapacitated.
We'll deal with it if we need to.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah. It appears to open to a stairwell that goes down to... another area outside of the tree.
To the scarecrows.
If you look down, you see little, again, more like outdoor I want to say lighting, but like tiny torches.
Yeah.
It does appear to be maybe
the mosquito stuff.
Another northern portion of a garden area.
Citronella candles.
So that garden appears to be much larger than what you expected.
Sconces. Okay. So yeah, torches. I say we just go back the way we came. Pick the kiddos up and carry them through the... Because we still have our stealthiness lasts for now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you guys also just made a bunch of noise bashing 10 soldiers.
If I don't hear a bunch of 10 running up the stairs, I'm going to assume they're still in sleep mode.
All right. So you guys are going to pick up the children and carry them downstairs?
We don't seem to have any other option.
I mean, they can walk themselves, but yes.
Right. But then we run the risk of them causing a ruckus.
Have you met Tad? Again,
you just smashed two 10 soldiers with whatever the fuck you had and made a okay. ruckus. So,
but is there nothing? There's no. Are we hearing sounds of them coming up the stairs?
Nope.
Then I'm not worried.
Okay. You pick up the kids, whoever feels like picking up the kids, and you not walk down time. The stairs. So, are you just bringing them in back into like the workshop? Is that the plan?
Oh yeah, it's the way, right?
Yeah,
it's the current child depot.
They kind of. I guess embrace a little bit, like they're happy to see like their friends are finally seeming to show up. And Pud says he counts. Well, that's about half of us.
You know where the other half might be?
Misha's in the kitchen, as she always is. I think there might be a couple of us in the sewing room. He says the sewing room is the room just off of the barracks to the left.
Okay.
And then
you said there's two more in there?
He says there's typically two at a time.
Okay.
In the sewing room. There's probably some working.
Wait, off the barracks?
So the barracks. Yeah, there was a room off a door to the across left and off to the well. Side. Oh. We went up the stairs because that's where I saw kids. Well, Kremeny saw kids and I told you guys. And one didn't look like he was well, so like let's help them.
That way we have two kids to save and not a kid and a corpse.
He says there might be some of them working in the textile mill.
Where's that? Is that beyond the sewing room?
Textile mill is going to be...
That's where I feel like we'll find kids with missing limbs.
Says the textile mill is going to be up above the really strange circular room that has portraits in it.
Do the portraits extend?
How so?
Haunted Mansion reference.
Oh.
He got it because he chuckled. He knew immediately what I was getting at.
Exactly. He says, as best I can tell, that's probably where they are, but I'm not positive.
You know, the sewing room, I just can't shake the feeling that they're going to be sewing up dead things. Seems like that kind of place.
What does your people's minds go to? We're in the land of happiness.
Somebody's in denial.
I mean, things have been a little bleak, but Jesus Christ, sewing kids... Patchwork kids is a little...
Yeah, we're still PG-13 here for the most part. Yeah.
What are you talking about kids? I'm not saying anything about the kids. I'm talking taxidermy.
He says, I mean, that's the best I can tell. He says, and Pud is kind of taking lead since he's the eldest at this point. He says, if there's a safe way out of here, I can take them and try to get into the woods.
Probably the front door.
Yeah, you've got some friends out there already. They're real will.
Okay. Okay. I'll take them.
I guess since we still have our stealthiness attached to us, let's go back through the barracks into the sewing room.
You walk back into the barracks, and as soon as you walk into the barracks, you start hearing clicking. This ching, ching, and it makes that noise six times as six doors open. And out walks 6-10 soldiers.
Mm. I cast magnetism.
Roll initiative.
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm still probably going to lose.
Ugh.
10.
11.
Yours.
22.
18.
Wow. Flipped it.
Tyler, you may act first.
Alrighty. I am going to Eldritch Blast two of them. I'm going to go with the two nearest to me, so these guys. I'm going to hit each one with an Eldritch Blast, hopefully. First one missed. It was only a 16. Second one's a 23.
Correct. You may do your damage.
15 force, or 12 force damage. My bad.
It hits pretty hard. Bonus actions? Movement?
I don't think I really have anything bonus action worthy, honestly.
Okay, Josh.
Alrighty. Where am
I
at?
So I'm just kind of doing like 1 through 6, starting on my left. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So he hit number 6.
I'll go for 6, 2.
Okay. Range, or are you rolling up on it?
I'll go up on it.
That one will hit. I can tell already because you rolled an 18 on the die. So roll your damage for the first hit. You get two attacks, right? So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9 damage.
Second hit.
That's 21.
Hits.
And 12 damage.
That one drops. You can remove it from the map.
Let's do that every time.
Any bonus actions?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's keep it there. Bonus action.
That's supposed to.
Alex.
You might have bonus action spells.
Are these things affected by fear? Or
you wouldn't know that. You would have to roll Arcana to know that. You can, which you can do if you want.
I'm going
to
do that real quick because that'll affect what my next thing is. I did not get my Arcana. I did not.
Then you would not know.
I did not know that. Okay. In that case, I'll play it safe. I will activate my spectral weapon, spiritual weapon. It's my bonus for 11.
11 to hit.
Mm.
Miss.
All right. Now time for me to hit.
Which one are you running up on? First of all, two questions. Which one did your spiritual weapon go to?
Went to the first one.
Okay. Throw that next to it as your spiritual weapon. So which one are you going to attack?
Mike. Let's just go after the first person here. 24.
Hits.
Fantastic. Gonna do my extra attack so I can just roll the damage at once.
That's fine.
Okay, that is 21.
Both of them hit. So you can roll your damage.
Okay, that is 9 for the first one.
Okay.
And 12 for the second hit.
I saved massive chunks out of that, out of number one there. Pieces of 10 falling everywhere.
It's what it deserves. It should have kept itself asleep.
Troy.
I'll go up to the one that the spiritual weapon attacked.
Okay.
19 to hit.
Hits.
Better. 11. Damage.
Okay.
That's a 1.
Nat 1?
Yeah.
Yep. Whiffer. Because I bonus actions?
Are you able to jump away without promoting opportunities?
I can, but so I was kind of hoping for something cooler to... No. Good.
Okay. This one back here, move it over one space this direction. And it's going to take a swing at each of you because it gets two attacks.
With its little mechanical hands.
So, Josh, does a 12 hit you?
Nope. Not even close.
That's a 2 on the die, so I'm assuming that misses you as well. So that one whiffs.
Whiffa.
The one in the very back, move it up onto, I guess, Will of the Feywild, because that's what it sees. Takes an attack. That's a 4 on the die, so an 8 will miss.
Yup.
17 to hit.
That's a hit.
Sorry, Charlie.
No, it was hitting. It, both swings on him.
I swear, I'm not trying to break your
maxed
toes.
It out. 8 damage.
Oh, that's painful.
Bludgeoning, if that makes a difference.
No.
The one that is in front of you will swing on you twice.
Okay.
That's a nat 1, so it misses the first attack. 18 hit.
Matches.
So it hits.
You know damn right.
That is 7 damage.
Okay.
The other one next to it, go ahead and swing it around to you. That's going to miss. That's a 16. That'll miss.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, move it all the way over here, one step towards me. Vusagi, 12 misses, I presume?
Yeah.
Nat 1. Good God, I can't hit.
The ground that's their opens turn. Up and they all
top melt. Of the order. Tyler.
A bonus action to cast Hex on that one.
Okay. What does Hex do?
They are... They'll take an additional 1d6 necrotic damage if I hit them, and I choose one ability score, and they have disadvantage on that ability score save. So I'm choosing wisdom, because most all my shit's wisdom, but I'm mainly doing it for the damage. If I kill it, or okay. It drops to 0, I can transition it my next turn with another bonus action to someone else without recasting the spell.
Okay.
So I'm going to use Hex on him, so that's a spell slot. It's a bonus action.
Sure.
And it lasts up to 8 hours if for some reason he leaves and I don't kill him.
Gotcha.
Because it's a third level slot. And I'm going to Eldritch Blast him.
Neat.
Twice.
In the face.
Miss.
In the face.
And 24 is a hit.
24 is a hit.
15. And the necrotic damage is... And 1 necrotic. So he took 15 force and 1 necrotic damage.
That thing dropped.
Cool. So next turn I'll move the hex over to someone else. But that one did.
Yep. You already used your bonus. Do you want to move? You're kind of... You are in range of someone, so...
Yeah, well, moving is going to force an opportunity.
Exactly.
You just walk up on me, so I'm just going to stay where I am.
Okay. So that's you, Josh. All
right.
So now you're not... You're okay to move. You're not in anybody's range, so you can swing around one way or the other to get to something.
I was just going to use Frost Fingers on the one that's in front of him.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
And that's a constitution save.
For me?
Yeah. And then I roll 2d8, and if you fail it, or you take half if you pass.
Okay.
Frost Fingers, you cast like this.
Yeah.
It's a 3, so that's probably a fail.
Or like this.
No, that's Jazz Hands. Frost Fingers like this.
Okay.
All right. So then that's 9 damage.
9 damage.
And then I can still move, right? And then hit him again?
I was attacking twice.
Shouldn't that be an education?
Your attack was to do that, but you can move if you want.
Yeah. Extra attacks if you make a melee attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Extra attack. Such that's a good fine.
Move. I'll just move then.
If you don't have any bonus actions you want to use, that's fine.
I don't think I have anything I want to use.
Okay. Works on just your elocution. All right.
I can't reach it, so somebody move him one step closer. Alex.
Oh.
You got 2 of them on you.
Yeah, let's whack her.
Okay. You want to hit the one that he just hit or the one that has not been hit? That's the one that has not been hit yet. So
yeah, let's hit that one.
Cool.
Smack it.
20.
Unnatural.
No. Either unnatural.
It's still unnatural.
Unnatural.
Oh, roll your damage.
20. 12.
Nice. Good damage.
Yeah. Not many things add your modifiers to the damage type. I had to take it. Yeah, a lot of spells don't add stuff to that. But
all right. I had now to take that that's hit, I'll whack that one.
Okay. So that one's not been hit yet?
Yeah. Oh, no. 11.
Miss.
Yeah. Let's try that again. With feeling.
Worse.
Even worse.
I'm like pretty sure that was worse. I couldn't see the first roll, but the second one looked worse.
2 whiffs.
Right. I'm going to attack the one that's adjacent to the
curiosity weapon. What is your spiritual weapon? It's just something. What is it? What's it look like?
Well, yeah, what kind of weapon is it?
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I'll think
right
of
now
that.
It's just a vague thing.
That's not going to hit. Next.
2 misses. All right, cool.
It's their turn.
Oh, it is their turn.
You're looking at me like, I'm first, man. I'll let you skip them.
So the one that is adjacent to the spiritual weapon,
okay,
which is number 3, will swing at the rabbit.
Rob.
Nat 1.
Killed away.
2 nat 1s. Fuck this die.
Yeah. Use that die more. I like it.
Puppet boy, who doesn't look like a puppet, but looks like a real boy.
I'm a real boy.
The 17 hit.
Yes.
It's another 7.
Damn.
That's also going to hit.
Damn.
10 doesn't like wood.
For another 6.
I keep thinking it should be like a spectral sheep that's running into these things.
Around half.
12 of them are going to attack the lion.
Okay.
7 on the die is going to miss.
I'm 3 over what would
8
be
on the die is
going to
miss.
For a toy that doesn't bleed.
14 won't hit, right?
Nope.
18?
That will hit.
That will hit.
That surprisingly will hit.
That is max damage with 8.
Okay.
I'm getting beat up.
Both of you are.
27 out of 48. I'm almost half health.
All right, pal.
I'm doing okay.
It's fine.
It is top of the order, too.
All right. The one that attacked me is the one right there next to me, correct?
Yes.
Well, so I don't take disadvantage on the attack. I have to back up because I'm within 5 feet and I'm casting a ranged spell. That'd be disadvantage.
So you got to take an op attack. He gets an op attack. Yep. 13?
Nope.
Okay, you're good.
13 misses. I said it off the mic, so I...
Nope, you're fine.
So I backed up. It missed. I'm going to put Hex on that one. Not that it really changed anything, but I'm putting Hex for the extra damage.
That's
and
fine.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast it twice. First one is an 18.
Hits.
Cool. 18 is the hit. Second one is a miss. That is 16 force and 3 necrotic.
It drops.
Death. All right, next turn.
This one or this one?
The one in the very middle.
Yeah. This
one. Bonus action.
I already did. That was my moving the hex at the start.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Then it goes from you to Josh.
All right. I'm going to move up on the one closest to me.
Okay.
4 or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know.
Are you there, we'll Sir Robin?
He took blind fighting. Hit it with the trident.
Ooh. Two-handed too, huh?
19.
Well, that's versatile. Yeah, it gives me a 9.
9. You can hit it again. It's still standing, but it's looking pretty beat up.
Okay.
It'll hit.
All right, 26.
Ooh, what's the total?
6.
Just enough to drop it.
Nice. Yeah.
Honestly, Alex, of that. What are you doing?
Attacking with the tea kettle.
Oh, it's a tea kettle.
Currently.
You have a tea kettle. You can make it whatever you want whenever
plan,
you do it.
My plan is that the spectral weapon changes shape each time it hits, but sure. It's always a kitchen implement.
You just make it random. Okay, random.
I've heard someone do that. Implements. It nice. Hits and changes into some other. I've heard people like, yeah, their I'm weapon down. Is always like a random item in the kitchen.
Exactly. Works yeah, this is it. It's like, I it's a tea kettle this time. Next time it hits, it could be a kitchen sink. It could be a frying pan. It could be a butcher's block. I don't know. We'll figure this out as we go.
We can make you an actual random table if you want.
A wooden spoon.
But it hits like a truck.
Yeah, you could find a random item table. Every time it hits, you roll on the random table to see what it turns into.
13. Not enough.
Not enough.
Okay.
So it's still a tea kettle.
It's still a tea kettle. So it's just pissed off and whistling.
The one on your left has been hit once. The other one has not been hit at all.
All right. Well, let's start with the one on the left then. That's the exact same number.
Well, don't roll that. You're done. Roll a different one.
Roll a different die.
You're done.
Then. You have multiple d20s.
All right. One more time. There we go.
Is it at least an 18 total?
It's a 26.
That'll hit.
That's a 6 damage.
6 damage?
Yep.
That one dropped. Ha. You did 21 damage the first time you hit it.
Yes, I did.
So that's down.
I hit it really.
You hit it real hard really the first time. Hard. That's the end of your turn.
And you haven't even went.
And now it's Usagi's
to
turn.
To one side on your thing meter.
Oh, swing around. 23
hits. This one has not been hit before. So
go out. Get away. Curse me.
Why do you keep leaving your die in there?
7 damage.
7 damage. All right.
Hey, that's good.
That's a hit 2 for a little better. 10. Slashing.
Slash. Any bonus actions?
Nope.
Then it goes to me. You can always swing or turn around and hit you. 14?
No.
That will also miss. So he misses both times. Back to the top of the orders, Tyler.
Bonus action hex to him. So he's
no
there.
Problem. He's hexed.
Double Eldritch Blast. Barely misses. Also misses. Eldritch Blast just whizzes by.
Okay.
Two people. I was trying to weave it through him and I missed.
Two of them slam into the wall. Josh.
All right, I'm going to mix it up. We're going to throw the trident at this dude.
Oh.
I would. Yeah, you're a distance away.
Yeah, you guys. He's got 5 feet between them.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'd step back.
Oh.
No.
So 14.
Your trident goes into the wall.
All right.
You can move up and then, because you can still make an attack still.
You can still do a second attack.
You just move up and attack.
You have a secondary weapon.
He has a morning star.
Yeah, I have a morning star.
Yeah, it's a free action in this game to pull a weapon. So.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Much better.
21
hits.
All right, and this is a D8 plus 7, so this hits harder than nice. Anything I have.
Why isn't that your primary weapon?
Because he likes the trident.
14.
I can't drop the trident.
Because he's a fish man.
Yeah, 14.
Yep.
By law, he has to use a trident.
He has to use something that's it's obligatory. Water based. He should have had a bident.
I have a weapon bond with it, so I can't be disarmed if I'm unless I throw it like I just did.
You throw your trident into the wall and you go, God damn it, and you take this morning star and just cave its entire head and then it falls.
And then I just go pull my trident out in the wall. Stupid trident.
You can always weapon bond with your morning star.
As soon as it falls, that door opens across the hall. And rushing in, you see
more combat.
Chucklehead, the goblin guard.
That jerk.
This door sort of bursts open, and it's like, what is all the commotion in here?
Who did that?
Chucklehead.
Is it Chucklehead?
Chucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks at you and looks at the... He doesn't appear... He appears, like, confused.
Mm-hmm.
Although his head is a turnip, so, like, you're not... Or is it a turnip?
It's a pumpkin, I thought.
It, giant actually, hold apple.
On. Is it a turnip?
No. It's a toffee apple. Sorry.
Okay, it's an apple.
And he kind of stops. He just kind of drops his hands to his sides... And kind of furrows his brow and goes, well, yeah, I know, but, well, yeah, it's possible.
Is the apple, like, a sentient creature on his head? I'm curious
I hope
now.
So.
Well, maybe they could.
Brain parasite.
And he goes, how did you... He just kind of scratches his head. What are your intentions here?
Oh, God.
Aside from destroying a 10-soldier army.
World peace?
Well, free the kids, kill the hag.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I like these have a conversation with probably the apple.
He says, okay.
Who are you talking to?
The maggot in my head.
Okay.
Brain parasite.
Brain parasite. Good call.
And if you actually look, he does have like a tiny little bore hole like at his temple where something has probably crawled in. But he says, well, you're off to a good start.
We aim to please.
So he came through the door that was the summoning room?
No, the opposite room, the opposite door from the workshop room. Because, like, you come in through the workshop, There's a door directly in front of you and a door to your left that goes to what is what you now know is the sewing room. And then there's stairs that go up.
Okay.
He kind of reaches and grabs a, he reaches around and grabs a key from his belt loop or whatever and just tosses it to you. It says, this will open up a couple of doors. Do me a favor. Get Misha out as safely as you can.
Who's Misha?
The kitchen girl.
Oh, he likes her. Okay, cool.
It opens a couple of doors, as in it's like a two-time use thing, or it only opens a certain couple of doors?
It only opens up a couple.
Does this include the kitchen, I assume?
The kitchen is one. I was trying to find all the
adventure. We have the main kitchen key. We have a current kitchen key now, since he's one who's to help the kitchen kid. I think that's the reciprocity on his thing. Here's the key. What he wants us to do is help the person.
One is the kitchen. The other one is a door that goes outside to an area adjacent to the garden, but it's behind a large tree limb, so like you couldn't even see the garden when you walk out there.
Gotcha.
He says this will get you into the kitchen. This will get you outside. Once you pass through here, you're gonna walk into the portrait room. We call it the family tree. There'll be a door that goes outside, and outside there is where she parks her horse. The kitchen is also beyond that. Beyond that, even further, is the study, and above the study is her bedroom. He says, and right there next to you is the sewing room.
Yeah, the sewing room, we got it. Where's the textile mill?
On the other side of the sewing room.
He says textile mill is above the family tree.
Okay, that's right, because it was in the room with the portraits. I remember they said that, and I was like, wait, what was that room?
He says there's going to be at least two more of these buggers up there.
Well, we've already taken out eight. Two's not going to be much of a problem.
These two are the strongest.
It appears so.
These two are like the 10-10 soldiers.
Any other adversaries we should be aware of?
The Tintanium soldiers.
Yes, the Tintanium.
He kind of scratches his chin and says...
Okay, wasn't there somebody that was like a bodyguard to her when she came and talked to us?
That was him. He let you guys in.
Oh, was it him?
He's the one who let you guys in.
I thought there was somebody else, though.
Nope. He was the guy that let us in. He was the guy that got her.
He says there's red caps outside in the garden, I think.
Do you have a good way to catch a boggle?
You got to find them first. They like to hide in the shadows.
Yes. Is there anything to lure them out?
Candied apples.
Not really. You just got to kind of search for them. They're kind of afraid of everything. They'll probably back down pretty quick. What do you need him for?
A friend needed a boggle.
That project.
Why would you need a boggle?
He just said he needed a boggle.
Oily little bastards.
Yep.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. Also, thank you for the key.
He does tell you, he will tell you, sorry, because you asked. Cradle Fall is in one of these boxes, as he points to the giant, like Jack in the Box. He says, a little bugger likes to sort of, what's the word?
So it was kind of teleport.
Teleport is the word I'm looking for.
Bamp.
Because he can kind of teleport to whichever box he wants to be in. I couldn't tell you which one he's in. There are multiple boxes around here.
Yeah, we saw one in the front and then one in the barracks.
There's one literally right in the barracks where you're standing.
Yeah, so it's like we've only seen two.
So far, yeah. I think there's three or four.
Can we destroy the box?
I mean... Even if you destroy it and he's inside, he's going to jump out and want
what
to kill you.
What is Cradle Fall, actually? You just said Cradle Fall is in boxes.
Yeah.
Who and or what is Cradle Fall?
I don't think we've met him yet.
We haven't.
Green Dragon Wyrmling.
Oh, that could probably be a problem.
Uh-huh.
Wyrmling, mind you, so smaller, but...
Still
a dragon.
Dragons aren't just easy peasy.
Nope. I don't know. A couple of the dragons that we've fought haven't been that hard.
Maybe you just got lucky. I don't know. It might be a tiny dragon, but I'm sure it's not just a pushover.
He says...
Lots of good parts stop that, though.
Says out here in the sewing room, there's a living carpet that keeps an eye on the kids. There's also a living doll.
Nope.
Goes by the name of Pincushion.
Neat.
And
you guys were giving me crap about the living stuff earlier.
He does tell you that Wendell, the halfling, and Rolf... The young bugbear are working in the sewing room right now.
Well, we need to help all the kids so we can go in the sewing room and get them.
Mm.
You'll just have to convince Pincushion you're not here to cause trouble.
Trouble? Never.
I suppose it depends on what side you're on.
We're doing this for the greater good. That's what matters. Whatever it takes.
Well, I can.
No, we are not.
I could try to go in and lie and go in and like I'm relieving them
as well.
Yeah, yeah, everybody knows what Will looks like. It's probably not going to work.
Mm. Well, they were bringing Will back. Yeah, or I could look like one of the other kids. I can easily.
Chucklehead has not seemed to question this at all.
And I could easily just change and
look like he knows what Will's about. He knows that Will is trying to save kids, so he's not like even bothering to argue who you are.
I could easily just like change my look into one of the other kids. And be
though
like,
it's probably getting close to you to have to recast it.
That's what I'm like. I could change to one of the other kids.
Could be.
Without you knowing how shifting works, but yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
from what you understand, it seems like every day somebody is assigned to a specific task for the entire day. There's not like a shift change.
Yeah.
So like there wouldn't really be a relief unless somebody got sick, which those kids are gone. That kid's gone now. So.
Yeah.
Imitate a tin soldier.
Maybe I could try to look like a tin soldier.
They don't speak.
Nope.
Who are we talking, trying to convince?
We pincushion.
Pincushion.
Who is this
probably
person?
A living doll.
It is a living doll.
Yeah, that's guarding the kids in the sewing room.
Ensuring, the carpet's guarding.
And the carpet's watching.
The carpet is watching them. Pincushion is sort of the supervisor.
Okay.
If I can explain it easier that way.
That makes sense. So we've got to worry about smothering and a thing with probably needles that are weapons.
Well, stay away from the carpet. And I motion to the six dead 10 soldiers.
Yeah. It's true. We've killed 6 of 10.
Chucklehead just 10. Sort of shrugs and says...
Yeah.
It's a good start.
I feel like Chucklehead's got part of his brain missing because of the maggot.
Like every once in a while you see him like just kind of look up and like agree or disagree with things.
Do we just want to take out Pincushion and the rug?
Probably easiest that way.
He says, I mean, it looks like Will's seen better days here. You're looking a bit rugged, my friend.
Yep.
He'll be fine.
You guys could take the time to heal if you want.
Yep.
You may want to.
Yep.
You personally might want to do
that. I'm good.
I can take a short rest, which is what, 30 minutes? What's a short rest?
I think it's actually an hour, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it an hour? Yeah. I was like, I know short rest changed.
This game, it's an hour. It's 10 minutes in Starfinder.
It's 10 minutes in 4th edition.
Yeah.
Anything less than 8 hours was considered a short rest, up to 10 minutes, but less than 8 was a short rest.
Hmm. If anybody has a healing spell, they could utilize it.
Yeah, but that burns the spells a lot. And not everyone gets stuff back, except for me, on short rests.
Fair. Do you have healing potions?
Did you give us healing potions?
No. You're,
I don't remember. You guys have found a bunch of
it's
shit.
It's been a while since I've been a paladin. Lay on hands, you have a certain pool of points.
It's
right?
5 times his level. So he'd have 25.
I used 5 heal, to heal the poison.
And you
could
so use up
left.
To so much. And I've already lost. I'm 21 shy of max. So
I can pretty much fill you up.
You could. You'd put me 1 shy.
So that's where you guys are standing here. I mean, what do you want to do?
Sure, you can lay on hands, man. We can go in there. Okay. Just rub me down real good.
Rub that wood, bro.
No, right now it's
now I don't
skin.
Wanna.
Oh, that's worse.
Yes.
Just tussle his hair a bit.
I'll give you 15 and give myself 5.
There
you
okay, go. I guess that works.
There
too.
You go.
I don't want to give you all of the power.
You didn't take any damage, right?
Nope.
You took some.
They went hard on me. Jeez.
Yeah. I took some, but then I gained basically most of it back in temp.
I maxed, dude. It's a D6 plus 2. I rolled a 6 and a 5.
Yeah.
So like, what can I do?
That's fine. All right, we're sitting pretty again. I'm maybe I've got a scuff or so around my face, or it appears to be.
Yep.
Honestly, it's all fake. Will doesn't look like he's hurt at all. But I have some rough gouging on my wooden body.
No worries. Are you going to go to the sewing room then?
I would assume sewing room because we know where it is, and we can get them 2 kids out. And I want to know what Pincushion looks like.
When you walk in, you see. So you guys can look at that photo. It's in the chat.
I knew
it is legit a doll.
Yeah.
It's not even like a creepy looking doll so much, but it is a doll.
That's creepy looking.
It's uncanny face.
I've seen creepier dolls. It's not Annabelle, but it's creepy.
All dolls are creepy.
Annabelle's that's not fair. Creepy. Annabelle's pitiful.
It's
a Raggedy Ann doll is what it should be. And
you open up the
chunk.
Door and you hear Pincushion yell, Dunderhead! It's sort of a scratchy rug. Voice as you enter. It says, those tatty sleeves wouldn't serve the socks of a chicken. Start again. As the kid is like crying, trying to like sew these things together. you see a plump halfling boy and a young fluffy bugbear sitting at a workbench. They're being watched over by a living child-sized doll with buttons for eyes. An animated carpet prances around the children who pay it no attention. The room contains rolls of fabric, bobbins... bobbins of thread, knitting needles, and pincushions. Thank you all for listening. The Wild Beyond the Witchlight is co-written by Stacey Allen, Will Doyle, Ari Leavitch, and Chris Perkins. You can find us online at RancorsBrothel.com and on Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel.